I'm ready to party!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Monday's podcast.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Something's happening.
It's just one word, not two. Are you struggling to press buttons and talk again?
Yes. I don't know how people who can play guitar and sing can do that. I can't imagine the level of
coordination.
Yeah. I can't. I could not.
You know, let's leave it there. Let's just get into the show.
Here's the rest of today's show.
Those two girls.
Morn.
Happy Monday. Hey, guys. Sarah's having technical
Hang on. I'll just twist as many knobs as I can and try and get it to work.
Did Sarah just reboot halfway through her grip? Morn.
She did reboot.
Guys, I'm here. Big weekend. Big weekend.
Big
weekend. Mostly a big Saturday night watching the telly, I suppose, watching the election coverage. Like,
I had my wine, I had my chocolate.
Millions of other people around the country.
Do normal people, like, I love it, but do normal people watch it?
I think you reach a certain age where you know there's an election on and you think, oh, goody, goody gumdrops. This is me sorted for seven hours on Saturday night.
I don't know if goody, goody gumdrops is what went through my mind per se, but I did watch it by default, I feel. Like, we went out for dinner, then we came home, we were a few wines in and we thought, oh, let's just watch this.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, it's fascinating and we were sort of flicking across all three channels getting the intel, but I suppose one glaring thing that just, I suppose it came out of the coverage and it made me feel like a substandard wife, I suppose. And that was during Bill Shorten's speech, which was quite nice. I understand it was quite nice, but I was too mesmerized looking at the way his wife, Chloe, was looking at him. She was looking at him like he was a bomb Alaska and he'd been lit on fire and to turn him out, she would have to lick him all over. And ooh. I said, I mean, honestly, it was intense. At first I was like, has he got something in his ear? No, she looked at him with the look of love for the
adoringly.
Entire speech. And I said to my husband, Wills, I was like, why is she looking at him like that? And he said, Don't you look at me like that way. I said, I've never looked at you that way in our entire dating and married life. And I think I hurt his feelings terribly.
You know what it is, though? It is too much, though.
Like, it is too much.
For me, it's like, it's reminiscent of like just those wives in Gilead. What's that show? Handmaid's Tale. Like, bloody hell. Okay, your husband's like, elected or not elected. Get over yourselves. Let him do it. Why do they have to be up there? But why do they have to be up there? It's like we're back in the 1950s. Okay, that's his job. Why are you looking at him adoringly? Stop it. No, but it's true. Don't you guys find it so backward? Like, when my husband goes to work, I don't stand there going, good for you, good on you. Is he here? Is my husband here right now standing behind me looking at me adoringly? No, it's so old hat.
Would you like it if he was?
Get off the stage. Get your kids off the stage. Get the wives off the stage. I see no point. We know they're married.
This is the new song from Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber called I Don't Care.
I mean, that escalated very quickly, didn't it?
Those two girls.
If you start sweating bullets the minute the credit card statement gets opened at home, if your partner opens it and you're like, oh, God, here we go. They're going to find everything I've spent. I've got a solution for you. It's called parasomnia. It's a condition that I first read about when I read about this woman called Kelly Knipes. She's a British woman who noticed a problem after her first child was born, Sarah. She was waking up in the middle of the night, no recollection of waking, none whatsoever. But in the morning, she'd wake up and there were receipts, there were proof of purchases that she had made while asleep, completely asleep. Things like full-size inflatable basketball courts. eBay, like a delivery truck, would rock up to her home a few days later wanting to deliver a full-size inflatable basketball court that she had no recollection of buying. She has spent upwards of $5,500 on items that she can't remember buying. Lollies, hundreds of dollars worth of lollies, hundreds of dollars worth of cookie jars, So she was there. There is this condition. It is sort of like, I guess, an offshoot of sleep apnea where you are fully awake. You're able to make. It's like a sleepwalking thing. And because all of her credit.
Because if my husband's awake during sleep apnea, I'll kill him. And he's making those noises deliberately.
Holy, that's right. No. And this is the danger of having all of your credit card details on your phone with face recognition or thumbprint recognition, because she was buying up a storm, shopping till her heart's content with no memory of it.
I mean, this has got to be a G up, right? This has got to be the ultimate excuse that she's like, darling, What have I done? I think I've got parasomnia. Look at these new shoes. Oh my God. It's the parasomnia striking again.
She wasn't buying things that she would ordinarily buy. She was buying absolute rubbish. And when these trucks were showing up in her home, she wasn't even signing for them because she was like, this is insane. And then she'd have to return all the items to try and recoup her debt. Nightmare. It went on for 7 years. And then she was diagnosed with parasomnia.
Okay, you know what? I mean, you can't help stupid, can you? So here's the thing. You take your credit card details off your phone.
Well, that's right. But that's it took her quite some time to realise
obviously,
what was happening.
Seven years?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You deserve 1,000 cookie jars in your house clued on to getting rid of your PayPal account and your credit card on your phone. It's not brain surgery, is it?
I think I like it. I mean, imagine that. She said that she was having dreams about, like, eating cookies. And she was like, oh, my God, I need to buy more cookie jars. And she did just that.
Oh, my God.
It's like a kid's storybook.
So the things she was buying weren't actually things she wanted. Like,
no,
she didn't
there were things in her dreams.
A basketball court.
No, who would want an inflatable basketball court?
I mean, that doesn't sound like a bad thing to have in your backyard. You've got enough room at your place.
The boys would love it.
What about in the middle of the night tonight? Give it a go. And then when Dane says, what's this $54.99 life-size inflatable basketball court from China? You say, I'm sorry, I did it for the boys.
If we recorded a file, you and I, Sarah, stuck it on Lisa's phone and she had to listen to it while she slept, going... buy a basketball court.
Do you reckon? Would that be hypnosis or would that be parasomnia? Or would that just be Lisa's idea of hell? Just hearing
criminal.
Us in her sleep her waking hours.
It would.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I don't think I'm on, Scott. Here we go.
You are definitely off.
You were both on.
Oh, are you just talking about just now?
Yeah, but Scotty didn't even have me pressed on.
Yeah, I didn't think I was on.
No, your volume was down a little bit.
Australia, are you hearing us?
Can you hear us?
That would have sounded horrific in everybody's car.
Send us a Morse code message by carrier pigeon because Scotty is sabotaging our show. Sarah, I've got a very big question to pose to you.
Yes.
When you go to a cafe to purchase a coffee
and
to sit down to have said coffee,
how
much time does that coffee buy you? Like if I want to sit down with my lappy, my laptop, or a book, can I stay there for 2 hours off the back of one coffee? Or is there a time limit? Do you only get 20 minutes? If you buy a coffee and sit down at a little cozy table in the corner, you know how a lot of people will spend hours upon hours, even half the day. They'll be tip-tapping away on their laptop. They'll use it as a common workspace.
Yes.
But how many coffees would you have to buy to spend a whole day there?
If I try and rationalise it, I would say it would take me 20 minutes to sip away at a hot coffee. Then you'd probably have the cup on your table for another 20 minutes.
Okay.
Then you've got 20 minutes free time before you would have to vacate.
Before
so I would say one coffee per hour. And if you want to sit there longer than an hour, I would
purchase something
coffee
else.
Up again. Yes, or something else. So I would say roughly $4.50 spend gets you an hour in a cafe. That's what I would think.
Have you ever been booted out?
Never.
Well, I mean, this is a theory. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you extended your stay past an hour.
I probably gained 2 kilos from sitting in a cafe and buying more and more food throughout a day to stay. But, yeah, I would never just leech.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't leech. Yeah, I know you would.
Well,
you?
No,
you
I don't
You are
know.
A leech. This is what you want to get across.
No.
Because did you do this and did you leech off a poor cafe owner for hours, hogging their Wi-Fi and just sipping one small baby chino to get you through?
I paid for the marshmallow.
All right, open the phones.
Open the phones because I would like to know, has anyone stayed longer than, well, Sarah reckons you get an hour per coffee in a coffee shop if you can sit there and use their real estate
for the price of a shared office space, you can use a cafe. But on the flip side, that must be super annoying.
Or is it for
baristas and waiters and owners?
Do they even care though? Maybe they like ambience. Maybe they like atmosphere in their cafe.
Well,
Scotty.
Well, I've got a real thing about not eating at restaurants that are empty because it's like there's a 100% reason no one's there.
That's
so if
right.
you're there, it's almost saying, "Hey, the coffee here's good enough for me to be here."
I feel cozy. I feel at home. I like being here. I'm a regular. That screams, "Come to my cafe." So can we hear from cafe owners or baristas? How do you feel about people who stay long periods of time from just buying one coffee, or are you one of those people? How long does one coffee buy you to sit somewhere?
Okay.
I just think before I act like a scab, I'd like to know what it's going to cost me. Like, is it a coffee an hour?
I think it's a coffee an hour. So I think you sip your coffee over 20 minutes, it sits on your little table for 20, and then you've got another 20 to just finish reading the paper or typing emails. But I think $4.50 gets you an hour at a cafe. That's what I would feel right
so
doing.
Then after that you buy a banana bread. Maybe after that you buy yourself a juice.
Yes, and by the end of the day you've spent more than a week's worth of a shared office space renting.
Or the flip side of the coin is, are you overthinking this, Sarah? Are you overspending? Can you just buy the coffee and stay there for a prolonged period of time because it creates atmosphere for the cafe?
Let's ask Isaac on 131060. What do you think here, mate?
Hi. So I'm a manager of a chain coffee shop.
Perfect.
And we only have a few designated seats in the store and throughout the day, we generally have a lot of older people come into the store. So if you get somebody who's taking up the premium seats, you could say, all day, it doesn't allow anybody else to sit down, which can get quite annoying. And we only usually have one or two seats designated with the laptop PowerPoint.
Right.
Okay.
Well. So if somebody's just sitting there just reading a book or and only buying one coffee, it's...
So do you have a rule?
The atmosphere, then also affecting having people stay.
Okay, so what's your ratio spent? So one coffee will get you how long in your cafe, conservatively, without you getting irritated?
Look, probably an hour is probably the max.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're just getting one coffee, I mean, if you're getting coffee and cake and sweet, you can stay a bit longer, but...
have you ever booted anyone out, Isaac, is what I'd like to know before I go experimenting.
Only if they haven't bought anything.
Okay.
So the cake for the win, Lee. So you can have a coffee for an hour,
combo.
A cake, you can stay longer. That doesn't mean another 7 hours longer. I'm assuming that's an extra half hour. Okay, this is like a very complicated grade 7 algebra equation.
It's risky. I like living life on the edge. I like it. Can I push the boundaries? All right.
And obviously look for the PowerPoint if you need your laptop because there's only one going.
I will supercharge before I go anywhere, Sarah. I will be 100% charged. I don't need no PowerPoint.
You know what? You need a purse pack. You need to be one of those people that have a rechargeable battery in your handbag.
I feel cafes would feel that I bring a lot in terms
of
ambiance.
Those two girls.
In the world of love, it's not all black and white, is it?
No.
No, that was a rhetorical question.
Okay,
you didn't have to
I just thought you needed me to chime
in. That was just a pause for a dramatic effect. I'll start again. In the world of love, it's not all black and white. In fact, it's green and blue. Yes, I'm talking iPhone versus Android.
Text messages?
Text messages. That's exactly right. So it turns out, I assume it's in younger generations where there is actually a texting apartheid. There is a huge divide between when a green text message pops up on an iPhone. Because yes. that says you are a substandard human being, you have an Android.
That's right.
Okay. Now, of course, if you have an iPhone, it runs on iMessage, and they're the blue messages that you get between your friends.
And you just go, I am part of a tribe
that's
here.
That's right. It runs off the cloud.
That's right.
Android
you feel you
phone,
belong.
It's green. And straight away, you're an outcast. You are the black sheep in this caste text system.
That's right.
Okay. Now, to the point where I've got Twitter statuses in front of me here that say things like, I can't believe I kissed a boy with green texts. Mm. I'm so nice. This was my act of charity for the year. Or this one. If I give you my number and a green bubble pops up when you text me, I'm at a minimum already questioning your taste level. Today, my friend told me he purposely didn't add me to a 15-plus group chat because I would have been the only green text bubble. That hurt. Now, that's all well and good, but I've discovered a lady. Okay, it's Lise. And she has married a man on a different platform to her, on an entirely different level. So your husband, Dane, has an Android phone. You have an iPhone. Yep. You run everything on Apple.
I run everything on Apple. I have my laptop. I have my phone. Mm-hmm. I have, what else is Apple? Oh, we don't have an iPad, but you get the drift, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
My husband, Dane, started off on Apple, and I reckon he just did it to get my goat. He doesn't like, he's not a sheep, Sarah. He doesn't, if I say, because I have a girlfriend, right?
This is like comparing apples and oranges. He's an orange.
That's right. Yeah, that's nice. Also lame. I have a girlfriend who has, it's a dictatorship in her home. She has told her husband, we are an Apple family. Because he was like, I'm considering getting it. And she said, no, you're not considering anything. We are an Apple family. And she put her foot down. I don't do that with Dane. I believe in individuality.
Rubbish, you do.
I respect his wishes.
It must
wishes.
Annoy you no end that you cannot schedule his calendar.
I can't schedule anything.
You can't control him.
I can't even FaceTime him, which I think is why he did it.
That's right. Otherwise, this is actually, he's a quiet man. Yeah. Yep. This is his way of standing up for himself. This is his way of saying, Lise, no more. You can take everything, but you can't take my
Sarah,
Android.
Sarah, I can't even do like family photo album sharing with him. He doesn't want to be in this family,
so who's
is what
the winner?
I'm picking
is
up.
Is Dane dumb or is he smart? I'm leaning towards smart.
Look, I accept people as they come to me. So I said to him, I love you regardless. I'll love you in spite of your Androidness.
But my second husband will have an Apple.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the best of today's show.
You Eeyore of an anchor. Lift it up.
I'm just bouncing off the energy in the room or lack thereof.
What do you want from us? What more? We give our lives to this show.
I was going to say, you haven't got much going on there, do you? That's the completion. Did you get a bit of a snack from the bake sale that was going on at our polling booth over the weekend?
Just a sausage.
Did they do FPOS?
No.
See, that's
so what my were friend. Your thoughts? In fact, I didn't eat one. My friend had to buy the sausages for my kids because I didn't bring cash.
How stupid!
That's smart. What were your thoughts re the $3 sausage situation?
It was expensive. I thought for a sausage.
Also, and I don't think we need to go into the school. I did realize the suburb that we lived in.
Yeah.
When I did that, you had democracysausage.org. Have you seen democracysausage.org?
No.
I went around. It tells you everywhere that's doing the polling booth what they've got available. And, you know, you'll see things that'll be like, we're trying to upgrade this classroom. We're trying to get this facility in our school. And then the school we're at, it's like money raised is going to the year 6 snow trip. That's
that's why it's $3,
we're
not
in.
$2.
Yeah. We've got to get set the
kids
to the
snare. Well, how much is it meant to be?
I would say $2. Like a Bunnings, right? Yeah. Like it should be Bunnings rates across the board.
Ours is $3. And it said gourmet sausage.
Oh, God.
It wasn't a gourmet sausage at all. It was a sausage on bread with martyr sauce. And my mate had to bring his own gluten-free bread.
Do you judge people who put barbecue sauce on instead of tomato sauce?
100,
There's something not quite right if you put barbecue sauce. I mean, I like barbecue sauce, don't get me wrong, but it's got a place.
No, I don't.
When I see the lineup of sauces there,
I just wouldn't line up for a sausage.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't.
So up yourself.
I wouldn't line up.
Hold on, Lise.
Go and make my own.
If Lise went to a polling booth
and
on the same
we
day
all know
as everyone else.
I didn't.
$3. I could buy an entire packet of sausages for $3 from Aldi. That's ridiculous.
This will be Lee's at the polling booth. Excuse me. Can someone get me one of those sausages, please? A line to vote. No.
Don't you know who I am? Carlo.
Please.
You know the name.
And then this is the real highlight, is when she goes to put her vote in the little box. Does anyone need to get a photo?
Oh, whatever.
Tonight?
No,
I wouldn't.
Do you
need a photo of me putting my vote in? This is like holding up the freaking thing. People are trying to put their vote. No, they'll need to take a photo for the paper, social
no,
pages.
No, move aside. Scott Morrison's right behind you. We need a photo of him. No.
No. I just don't line up for things. Period. So I don't line up to vote. I certainly don't line up for a sausage with all people. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand drawing the line at a line somewhere. Like, I never, ever, ever
I've
lined
never
up
gone
to get into a club.
Never ever. Lined up to get into a club. Never lined up to buy concert tickets. Never,
I never
lined up for the opening of a shop.
Do you line up when you buy your groceries?
Never. I will continue doing laps thinking, what else can I buy? And then when it's for,
and
when
then she
it's
gets
open,
there
then
and
I
she
go,
says, Carlo!
I said, Carlo!
Move aside!
No, I just don't like lining up. I may as well add to my 10,000 steps daily and just keep doing laps of the shop.
You know how
instead
we,
of standing there.
You know how we have a debate about airlines within this team?
Yes.
We have a, you know.
Like, how Lee
and see, I won't line up. Sarah likes to line up before they let us on through
no,
the tunnel
it depends
thing.
Depends on where my seats are.
I will
are.
Wait till the end. If it were up to me, I would wait until right
I,
at the end.
I agree with that. I also, the other thing I struggle with is people who stand up and line up to get out of the plane. Like,
yes.
I promise you they're not going to take off again until you're off. Like, they're going to check.
That's exactly right. Why are we standing and waiting?
But you realise with the airlines that Aaron, our producer, and I fly on, they welcome you by name into the plane.
Well, no one can say Lee's name, so that's never going to happen to her.
I don't need people to know my name. I just don't want to stand in line.
Carlo!
You can see her getting on a Qantas plane where they're like, oh, welcome aboard,
hello,
Mrs. Carlo.
Lisa.
Oh, please, leave me alone. Everywhere
it's not
I go,
that. You guys,
you
guys have missed the point. I don't want people to know my name at all. I just don't want to stand still. I need to move. I'm like a hamster.
You know, the next time you say to us,
it is why she's very thin.
I don't. I
think,
you know,
I think it's because
still.
She doesn't.
You know,
stand
the next
line.
The next
she
time
she just walks.
You tell us about your son, Remy.
I know.
And you say, I don't know where he gets it from.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like apple tree.
I know that. I recognize that. But what I'm saying to people is, try it.
Try what?
I mean, it is a problem. If you're standing in line for us, A, sausages are bad for you. B, you're standing, you're stationary.
What's she talking about?
You're stationary, you're not moving to eat a sausage.
I love the idea of anybody out there with like toddlers and babies are just giving you the ups. Over this podcast.
I love
right
sausages,
now.
But I love sausages when I'm in motion.
Oh my God. All right, I gotta go.
I
see you tomorrow.
I understand your logic, and yet somehow, strangely, I get talked into believing what she says. Yes, me too.
I
yes,
do love sausages.
Is,
I love a barbecue,
how,
but I'm not gonna line up
start.
For it.
Yep. Okay.
I'm
bye.
Never lining right. up.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.